With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Voters in Lambton County Middlesex have spoken and the riding will stay blue. Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario candidate Steve Pinsano has been elected as their new member of provincial parliament. Pinsano, a longtime Chatham County councillor, says he's looking forward to getting to work at Queen's Park, adding that one of the biggest issues he heard from constituents on the campaign trail was the rising cost of living and the carbon tax. He finished with more than 50% of the vote and more than twice as many votes as the runner-up Kathy Burghardt-Jessen, who ran for the Liberals. The PCs also won a by-election in Milton last night. The damage after a house fire in Chatham is estimated at up to $200,000. Chatham-Kent fire officials told CK News today the blaze took place at around 3:30 yesterday morning on O'Neill Street. The cause is going down as undetermined. All the occupants who were displaced because of the fire are being helped by CK Victim Services. One firefighter sustained a minor injury. Despite a soggy start, the Sydenham River Canoe and Kayak Race was a big success recently. The event on Sunday saw 70 participants raise $3,800. The money will go to support conservation education programs at the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority. And there are just a few hours left now in the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance Foundation's Spring 50-50 draw. The jackpot is up over $60,000 now. The deadline to buy tickets is noon today, then they'll draw the winning number. The Toronto Maple Leafs are heading to Game 7 in their first-round NHL playoff series. William Nylander scored twice as the Leafs beat the Bruins 2-1 to fight off elimination for a second game in a row. Game 7 is Saturday night. In the NBA playoffs, the Pacers and Knicks punched their tickets to the second round. Indiana knocked off Milwaukee while New York got by Philly. And Tiger Woods has been granted a special exemption to play in the U.S. Open next month. It'll be his first appearance in the tournament since 2020. Cloudy today, a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm this morning, clearing up a bit after noon and a high of 21 Celsius. Mainly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 11. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers in the morning and a high of 25. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.